Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother and sister, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about taking care of our health.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya سجدة للجبال في ركعة في صلاة نرجو بها إلها نسعى بها لرضا يا الله يا الله عادل في قضائك يا الله يا الله واسع في عطائك.
Today is Sunday 6th of Zilqa'dah 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Ordibehisht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of May, 225 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 172.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون.
O you who have believed, eat from the good things which we have provided for you, and be grateful to Allah if it is indeed Him that you worship.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
In this verse too, Allah advises us to be grateful for using the blessings and bounties and thank Him. There is a tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, cited in Tafsir Safi, stating that Allah says that He creates people, but they worship other than Him. And He provides them sustenance, but they thank others save Allah. It is made clear in this verse that we ought to eat from the good, wholesome foods that Allah has provided us, sustenance, and be thankful to Him.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا
Taking care of our health is the topic of this episode of today's special. Be with us. It is in order to ensure that we look after our bodies and health, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, instructed us to seek medication when we are ill. In this regard, the Prophet said, O servants of Allah, treat yourselves with medication when you are ill, because Allah, the Exalted, has created a cure for every illness except old age. This hadith indicates to the fact that as much as possible we need to keep our bodies healthy and good. It is for this reason the Prophet instructed his followers to seek medication. Hence, in the same manner, one will be required to protect his body and health as much as possible and safeguard it from being harmed and destroyed. From these traditions, it is seen that good health is indeed a great gift from Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, this is Ali host, and inshallah we shall be having a fruitful discussion on how to take care of our physical body. Stress can worsen health. Stress itself can exacerbate health issues from the common cold to more serious conditions and diseases. So maintaining healthy habits can pay off in the long run. Rather than eating right solely for the promise of looking better in our genes, we should also make a commitment to eating foods that will boost our energy levels and keep our system running smoothly. This is because what we eat can not only impact our short-term and long-term health, it can affect our stress levels. It's much harder to cope with the stress if we are hungry or malnourished. Hunger can make us more emotionally reactive to stressors, leaving us irritable or even angry in the face of minor daily annoyances. Watching what we eat can be a stress management tool as well as a health preserver. Another reason it's a good idea to maintain a healthy diet is that our diet can have an effect on our mood. While the effects of an unhealthy diet are cumulative and become more apparent in the long term, we are also less likely to feel well in the short term if we are eating a diet heavy on sugar-laden, fatty, or nutritionally empty foods.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your
Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah. How to take care of our mental health in Islam. Attain inner peace through remembrance of Allah. That's a key phrase. One of the most effective ways to maintain mental well-being in Islam is through the remembrance of Allah or dhikr. The Quran states, "Those who believe and whose hearts find comfort in the remembrance of Allah, surely in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find comfort." Chapter Ar-Ra'd, verse 28. Regularly engaging in dhikr helps to calm the heart and brings a sense of tranquility. This practice is particularly beneficial during moments of anxiety or distress, providing a spiritual anchor in a chaotic world.
You're the reason my life's worth living. You're the reason I'm alive. Without you, you're the reason that I strive. You're my destiny, you're my revenue. You're the reason that I breathe. You are all that I believe.
All of you know about the benefits of exercising. Exercise is an integral part in the life of a Muslim. Obesity or an inadequate diet, laziness and weakness are all afflictions for which we'll be called to account, even though preventing illness or injury is often out of our control. There are many conditions brought on or made worse by our own lack of attention to diet and fitness. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Any action without the remembrance of Allah is either a diversion or heedlessness, excepting four acts: walking from target to target, During archery practice, training a horse, playing with one's family, and learning to swim. Although advanced technology has many benefits, it is important that time is not wasted in front of the television screen or game console to the detriment of our health. It has been conclusively proven that obesity in children increases when they spend more hours in front of a television. Other studies have indicated that this is equally true for adults. Exercise, on the other hand, has many benefits. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
When Amir al-Mu'mineen, salawatullahi alayhi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. He has a hadith where he speaks about the etiquette of visiting someone who is sick. The Imam alayhi salam, he says, إِنَّ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْعُوَادِ أَجْرًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. The person who is rewarded most abundantly by Allah is someone who visits a sick person. إِذَا عَادَ أَخَاهُ خَفَّفَ الْجُلُوسِ. They visit, but they make their visit very brief. They spend a few minutes, 5, 10, 15 minutes, and they leave. They do not overburden the person who is sick. And then the Imam says, إِلَّا أَن يَكُونَ الْمَرِيضُ يُحِبُّ ذَلِكَ. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen says, the only instance where you should stay for an extended period of time if the sick person feels lonely and is asking you to stay. Otherwise, Ahlul Bayt, they say, pay attention and be cognizant of the fact that the sick person is overburdened by long visits. Now, from an Islamic perspective, you find that the Holy Prophet, when he spoke to physicians in Medina, he always reminded them that you are a public servant. You are a public servant. That your primary motivator should be your sense of duty, your compassion towards other human beings. You know, brothers and sisters, in Islam, if you look at the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt about healthcare, you'll find Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they focus on prevention. You know, in the West, especially if you look at the business model of pharmaceutical companies, what's their model? Their model is what? If you're sick, medical intervention. They invest a lot of money in what? Formulating new drugs, not educating the masses about how to prevent illness. Do you know why? Because prevention is not lucrative. Prevention is not lucrative. That's why the Islamic approach to medicine and healthcare is that let us educate the masses so they don't get sick.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for your company and we'll leave you in Allah's care. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي